What's up, everyone? Today, AI will be interviewing me. That's right, my guest did cancel on me. We are going to reschedule, but that's right, AI will be asking me 5 questions just based on my sports career, podcasting, being a league commissioner, my time in school, and in life. Overall, this podcast is going to be around 15 minutes. I'm very excited just to, share some info about me, about my life, about my journey, and yeah, I'm very excited about it. These next few episodes throughout, from the Lions Cove season 4 will be there will be a lot of guests. That's right. We will have a ton of guests involved, and you won't really hear from me too much about my journey, my experiences. So this time right here is very important to me just so I can relate to the audience and kind of share my story. So to get into it, the first question is from AI. All these questions are from AI, by the way. This says, starting off with sports career, from your years competing, what lesson did sports teach you that has carried over into other areas of your life? So with that question, I would say that I've learned a lot of lessons, but definitely how to network and how important your connections are. I met so many people through the game of basketball, even baseball and football. Just friends that I've played with since like the third grade, football like the fourth grade, and then baseball all the way up until like the seventh grade. So those people, I still am in contact with today. We still talk about games, times like that, practices. So just the people in your life, I would say, is just how important it is to meet people, how it is to understand their story, and just overall how to just go and introduce yourself, say some things about you. I know once you're introduced to a brand new team, it can be very terrifying, and you're very anxious, being around a whole new group of people, but people on your team become family, they become like brothers, and I'm blessed to say I played with a lot of my best friends today. We met through the game of basketball, we met through the game of football, we met through the game of baseball. So just those connections have been just super important in my life, and I'm definitely very blessed for that. One other lesson I would say is resilience leads to future success. Obviously, with my basketball career, there were a lot of, I guess, pieces of adversity against me. I faced, a lot of challenges, a lot of uphill battles, but eventually I got through them and I became a, better person in the end. And I learned from it and I grew from it. I would say, even outside of sports, like, whether it's like family members passing away, just people in life, leaving you or anything like that. I would say just, staying grounded, focusing on you, what you want to achieve, how to better yourself, and, to understand those situations and let those things process. I would say that's just very important. And yeah, resilience leads to future success. If you just stay throughout the course, you stay grounded, you stay level-headed, keep on grinding, even though it may be tough right now, good things will happen to you in the end. And that's definitely something that I still carry with me today. So I'm very blessed for that. Now, podcasting. So talking about podcasting, AI asked, through hosting conversations, what have you discovered about the art of listening and meaningful communications? So basically, I was never good at, listening. There were times where it would go in one ear and right out the other. My parents would tell me that all the time. When I started podcasting, I really had to listen to the people that I had on the show, the people that I had around me, and listen to their stories because I always had to ask a question back. And it just taught me how to sit there, listen, absorb a lot of information, and then ask questions based off of certain topics. I feel like my listening has just grown. I'm a great listener now. I pay attention to every single detail. And, the podcasting has just helped me, ask more meaningful questions, more important questions, questions that will, spark a different conversation, will lead us down a different route. I would say that's just very important. And that's why I love podcasting, because I'm able to sit there, I'm able to absorb information about the person, and then ask questions based on, their experience, their journey, and what they learn from it. That way the audience, you, for example, get to learn about that person, get to learn about, how they became a collegiate athlete, what they did, how they trained, what they ate. I feel like that's just all very important. And, it's just been an absolute blessing. I mean, I think I've made over 30 episodes, and I've been able to sit down with 30 friends, 30 people in my life, and I've been able to take quotes, take away information that can, you know, help someone else out there, or can, you know, spark another interest, you know, for one of my friends. You know, I have two friends, for example, that have reached out about me. They have reached out to me asking about how to start, you know, a podcast and how to grow their podcast. And it's awesome because, you know, I've kind of laid that foundation for myself, and now I'm able to help out those people, you know, that want to grow, that want to get better. And yeah, it's just awesome. So definitely podcasting is just truly beautiful because you really get to hear what people have to say. And everyone has their own story. Everyone has their own background, and everyone faces their own challenges. So you kind of get to hear that and hear it from different perspectives. And it's just an absolute blessing. Seriously, it really is. And I'm so thankful each and every day that I have this podcast. And, you know, even though I've been very inconsistent at times, and I've been very consistent at times, my goal is just now just to stay consistent and to stay the course. So yeah, podcasting has been a big blessing in my life for sure. And it's definitely made me a better listener for sure. So as a league commissioner, the third question is, in your role leading a league, what has been the most valuable leadership lesson you've learned about managing people and building community? Wow, this is a pretty good question. I would say the most valuable leadership lesson is just, you know, you have a lot of people depending on you. I mean, when this league first started, I created it in a week. A lot of people didn't think it was going to happen. A lot of people didn't, you know, understand kind of what was going on. They didn't really want to be a part of it because, you know, they didn't trust it at first. But eventually I laid the groundwork. I laid the rules. I set the game times, set where these games will be played at, who's on whose team, what jerseys you guys will wear. And once I put that into play and made it a reality, people started to believe in it. They joined my league. The first year was with 50 people. We had 50 people in 1 week playing in this huge tournament, and it was just awesome. At the championship game, we had over 100 people from the community just coming and just watching what was going on with our backyard basketball league. I mean, it was insane. Seriously, it was crazy. So I'm definitely blessed for that. And everyone always tells me that the first year was the best, and it truly was, because no one knew what was going on. But, you know, I laid that foundation, laid that groundwork, and I made it all possible for these people. But yes, I set the groundwork. I did all of that. But it was the people that trusted me to join this league, to be a part of it. And, you know, my league is always people dependent. My league depends on who's going to play, who's going to show up. And, you know, I've been so thankful for the past 5 years to have 30 to 50 good friends that are going to come out and support and just give their all. So I'm very blessed, and I'm so thankful. Even the people that came out to, you know, take stats, to be a commentator, all of this, it was just so important. And it just shows the community that, you know, the CSS built, that it created, and especially giving back, you know, partnering with, you know, Coach Nick and his squad, as well as, you know, like the Mayfield community. And then also on top of that, the special sports community, just giving back to a great charity. That was just fantastic, just being able to, you know, raise money for kids with special needs and kids with disabilities, and being able to help them, you know, for example, like pool parties, Halloween parties. It's just truly a blessing, and I am so, so grateful for that, just to, you know, help raise money for kids that, you know, that may not have opportunities to play organized sports. So overall, I am very blessed. I'm very grateful. And I would say just making the key decisions. You know, a lot of people at first were like, oh, like, you know, you're moving this league into a gym. You're moving this league, you know, away from the backyard, like what it was supposed to be. However, you know, I had to make those changes in order to advance the league and to make it better. And I mean, it reached an audience of 70,000 people this past summer. I mean, that's insane. Like 70,000 people overall. You know, my goal was to create memories for my friends and family, and it really did. I mean, people will talk about this league, you know, whenever they see me, people will always bring it up. So I'm very blessed. And, you know, even the friendships, like, these are friends from high school. You know, usually kids from high school don't see each other too often, but we always made an effort every year to see each other and to play in this league. And it's just meant the world to me, and hopefully it's left an impact on the people around me, because that's most important, and that's hands down the goal of the league. So now school. So now reflecting on your education, what core lesson or skill continues to serve you the most today? I would say time management, hands down. College and high school definitely taught me how to balance my time well. Listen, the greatest invention of all time is the agenda. I literally plan out my entire day, what time I'm doing what, when I'm doing what. It's just awesome. So I feel like college really taught me how to balance going from class to class, clubs, intramural sports, hanging out with friends and family. It really taught me everything, and I am so blessed for that. I feel like nowadays, we're so consumed by social media, we're so consumed by this. But just to put your phone down, focus on your agenda, what you have to get done today. I guarantee you, if you plan one day, just going through, saying, hey, I'm going to go grocery shopping at 10, then I'm going to go lift at 12, then I'm going to study from 2 to 4, and you just stick to that schedule, like your brain is going to wire itself to stick to that plan, stick to that routine. And hey, if things come up, you can always change it. You could push it back, push it forward, do whatever you need to do. So I feel like the agenda is just awesome. And having time management skills, especially organization skills, that's so important, just to stay organized and to keep on track with what you're doing, what your goals are. I mean, I set goals every month of one thing I want to achieve, one thing I want to do to be better. And, staying organized also helps with that. Even just networking, being kind to everyone. During college, I'd always walk around saying hi to everyone. Even, the first week at college, I'd go introduce myself to people, and just stay positive. I feel like all of those things, I've just taken away from school. But I would say, like, the people around me, I mean, my college friends are hands down the best. I'm so blessed to have them in my life. And obviously today I'm still friends with all my high school buddies that I've known since kindergarten, first grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, like, seriously. So I would say school has just taught me how to build relationships, but also, hold yourself accountable, when you miss assignments, all of that. Stay on top of your work. Stay organized. I feel like those are all big lessons, and I'm definitely blessed to take that away from school. So now in life, so when you consider your overall journey, what is the most significant life lesson you've learned that guides your decisions and values? I would say obviously just number one being trusting God. Obviously, there are times in life where you're unsure of where you're gonna go, what direction you're gonna go down, but I would say putting trust in God and faith, that everything's going to work out in the end. It typically does work out in the end, as long as you have faith and you're positive about it. If you're, down on yourself, you're hard on yourself, you're most likely going to attract, bad things, or, bad karma or anything like that, whatever you, believe in. But I would say most importantly, just focusing on God, and that He has a plan for you, and that everything's going to work out in the end. Obviously, there are things in life, like, for example, I was hoping to play basketball in college. However, I created my own basketball league. That's something that I did not think I was going to do, and I'm very proud of myself for that. And I would say, what is the most significant life lesson I've learned that guides you? I would say also too, just, make a decision that, you won't regret. I would say, for example, with traveling this year, a big goal of mine was to travel a lot. And I've been very, very fortunate to travel, to New York City and other places like that within the country, as well as overseas. Just taking that leap of faith, just taking that risk, and doing things that most people don't have the chance to in life. And I'm definitely very blessed, and I'm very grateful for that. And just make decisions like it's your last, for example, like, because you don't know what tomorrow brings, you don't know what the whole entire future brings. So I would say just making decisions that you're going to be happy with, and decisions that you won't regret in your life. And I would say just living in the moment, living in the present, just being present. I would say that's definitely the biggest life lesson as well. Just staying in the present moment, looking at what's around you, looking at what time it is, where you are in life. I feel like, we move through our days just, staring at our phones, moving through, the work day, moving through each and every day just the same, and it's a big continuous motion. Whereas if you just, take the time to meditate, relax, breathe, sit down, and just enjoy what's going on in your life, and especially having gratitude and giving thanks, and giving back to others, I would say just those are the things and those are the decisions and the values that I want to maintain going forward in my life and, instill in my kids one day and my family one day. I think that's very important. So overall, that'll do it for this podcast. AI asking some nice questions right there. Shout out AI for the nice interview. So going back to recap everything, AI asked me questions based on my sports career, podcasting, as a league commissioner, school, and then life. So yeah, those were kind of, off the top of the head and pretty much the most genuine answers I can come up with. Did not prepare these at all. I had my guest cancel on me last minute, and I want to stay consistent, and I want to post an episode for you guys. And yeah, this is it right here. So thank you all for all the love and support. I truly mean it. I truly appreciate it. And see you in the next one. Peace.